This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Finley Roofing on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's time for Around the Yard with your Atlanta Braves on Dukes and Bell. Brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service, and by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com and get a guaranteed offer on your home today.
He gets greeted rudely by Ronald Acuna Jr. It is gone!
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It is Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We got to talk some Braves. Wade Bradford won the tickets. Congratulations to Wade for winning the Georgia Tech UGA tickets.
Where's he from there, man? Canton. Because awesome. We got a big antenna.
All right, man. No doubt. Up north. Appreciate you listening, as always, Wade. Hey, let's talk to our buddy Grant McCauley. Braves lose 5-4 to the Brewers. I was spending time today on Spencer Strider's start. I thought it was one of the worst we've seen from him. Obviously, the Brewers are a very good hitting ball club. Somebody asked me, Grant, what is Spencer Strider? Not to quantify him this season, but what is he coming off of the injuries we've seen him deal with? And, like, how would you describe what's going on with him? Not just last night, this season.
I mean, this season has obviously been a work in progress is probably the terminology that I would put on it. And I think Spencer has to be feeling that way a lot as well, because he is a guy that, and I know you guys have heard him for over 3 full years now. I mean, we didn't hear as much from him last year as we would have liked to, but you won't find a more cerebral or thoughtful or competitive person kind of all rolled into one, because, you know, he is a guy that clearly came into the league with some big strikeout stuff. And he's still got strikeout stuff. It's still there. I mean, last night was not the greatest example of what he is capable of, but I think the 9-start stretch prior to that, where he had a sub-3 ERA and 68 punchouts and 52 2/3 innings and won 5 games, despite the club not necessarily being able to score as much as they need to this year, was a little bit more indicative of what you can expect for the most part from him. But he got in some trouble last night. The pitch count got ran up. I did like some of the life I saw on the fastball. I do think that that's going to continue to tick up. I think a healthy offseason is going to be a big thing for him as a stepping stone into a bigger innings amount for him, the quantity that he wants next year in addition to the quality. So to make a long story short, give the Reader's Digest version of it, because I know this is a tough topic and a tough subject this time of year, because the expectations were so much higher, but there is progress that can be found in this process for Spencer Strider in the bigger picture for him in 2026 and beyond.
So, again, I know we always get into the shutdown or keep on going. Let him continue to work it out. Same thing.
100%.
For Chris Sale, I saw the video you 100%. Post. How good does Chris Sale look?
He looked great, and he felt great. And talking to Chris Sale afterwards, there was that question that is, okay, well, how important is it, how meaningful is it to you to come back and pitch again this year, even though you can look at the standings, look at the team's record, and say, this season is lost? And Chris Sale said, I mean, I can't look at that kind of stuff, and I don't look at that kind of stuff. I'm a competitor. I want to be out there and pitch. And that's the answer you expect. The second part of the answer, which I felt like was kind of important, is he believes that the innings that he can get under his belt to complete this season as close to as you know, big of a limit as he can throw will better prepare him for next year. And this is kind of piggybacking off what I was talking about with Spencer, is you're incrementally working yourself up and back and getting to the offseason healthy and not feeling like, well, I was good enough to go out there, but I sat for six extra weeks. That's just not a thing that, you know, is going to, I think, put these pitchers ahead. Now, Spencer Schwellenbach's a different story, and everybody's injuries are a different story for that matter. But Chris Sale said first couple of weeks were pretty miserable for him, pretty painful. Third week, he just noticed, wow, I'm making some progress. Week four, he's throwing. He's thrown three bullpens, done all the long toss stuff. They had the live VP today. It looks great. Threw 30 pitches, and that's in competition. And the next step's a rehab start, and he could be activated in 12 days. So I think the Braves and Chris Sale are not only looking forward to the possibility of him coming back, but both parties, I think, will benefit from him coming back. And that benefit could go beyond a lost season like 2025 is.
How many starts are we talking about? Two in September?
It could. Well, in terms of September, I mean, if he comes off the injured list on the 12th, so today's the 7th, I'm great with math.
Yes.
Live.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
So he'd be eligible on the 19th. Could come off. I mean, you're talking about a start every 5 days. We're talking about five, six starts.
All right. Let me ask you this. It's Grant McCauley joining us, guys. Braves lose 5-4 to the Brewers. Marlins up next. Cookie on the heel tonight. It's Cookie Carrasco.
Who?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's what Snit said. That was so funny. Speaking of this coaching staff, let me ask you this. Does management, I'm talking about the front office, say, Walt Weiss, not your fault this year. Tim Hyers, not your fault. Eddie Perez, not your fault. Carlos Mendez, not your fault. Rick Kranitz, any of these guys, are they going to be held accountable for how this season has gone? Or do you feel that will be the narrative, not your fault?
I think that that's one way that you can look at it. But I think that, you know, the three of us have talked about this a couple of times now, and I have made a definite point of it on From the Diamond. Like, you need to set everything out on the table and make these decisions and have a lot of big level, high level conversations in the offseason. And that's not to throw the entire coaching staff under the bus or the training staff under the bus or the bullpen or the lineup or what. I mean, there are equal parts of responsibility. I'm not even worried about the blame, but who is responsible for what we want to do moving forward and how do we get there? Who helps us do that? What do we need? What should we change? I mean, last year we got on a call right after that wild card series and asked point blank, is the coaching staff coming back? Brian Snitker said yes. And then Kevin Seitzer was let go. So there could be some changes that happen. And if it did happen, you could understand it because you look at the criteria by which you're making your judgment on the 2025 season, and you could make a case for making some changes, making some additions. And so we'll see, you know, ultimately how that plays out. But to make a long story short, I wouldn't rule anything out because I think everything needs to be discussed. Okay. So that they can best ascertain the way to move forward and to not have another year like this happen.
If Brian Snitker announces his retirement, just to follow up to Carl's question, I know I've asked you this off the air before, Grant, will they ever go outside the organization and take somebody from one of these teams, which is doing, again, the mix of analytics and gut, however you want to quantify it, and try to get a completely new perspective?
I think so. And again, to go back to what we were just talking about, discussions that you need to have, and that's not a knock on Brian Snitker or Walt Weiss or anybody internally that maybe just doesn't come up for the sake of brevity here. But yeah, there are guys outside the organization. Some may have ties, whether that's a David Ross or a Mark DeRosa. That's a popular name that's thrown around. Skip Schumacher, who was down in Florida for a while, or in Miami, I guess, which is in Florida. So we'll just let them handle their branding. But yeah, I mean, you could talk to and should, I think, talk to anybody that you think can help make your club better, can help, you know, really congeal the message and make it deliverable to the team and also the expectation that the Braves have. I mean, whoever comes in, there will be big expectations, and that's going to be Brian Snitker. I will tell you, while some people may want to see a new chapter, he's not going to be easy to replace. I mean, the continuity that the Braves had for a number of 7 years of going to the postseason, that's the exception. That's not the rule. It may be the expectation in Atlanta based on what we saw starting in 1991, but it is going to be difficult to find someone who can do as good a job as Brian Snitker has done over the last 7 years. And that's just flat out the numbers, the statistics, right, and the accomplishment of what he did. he's going to be one of those guys that I think is going to be remembered very fondly, even if this season is certainly not the chapter for which he will be remembered.
All right, before I let you go, non-baseball related, because I want to love on you a little bit and give you some props, because we are versatile on this radio station and we've got so many great hosts. You made the announcement on social media, but make the announcement for our listeners who maybe are not familiar with your appearance, I guess, and now being a part of the Falcon Radio Network.
Oh, well, thank you so much. I appreciate that, Carl and Mike, and you know everybody at the station. I've had the opportunity to get to know, to work alongside, and to share my passion for baseball. But you know, my passion as a broadcaster and my search for the opportunities to grow my career, I would say I'm one of those people who doesn't sleep on that. So the chance to be a part of the Falcons Radio Network as a studio host, that will begin on Friday night. So tomorrow I'll be hosting the halftime show and postgame show. That will be alongside Mike Johnson, who I am thrilled to get the chance to pick his brain and to set him up and to learn a few things myself about that. So studio host, Falcons Radio Network, season is upon us tomorrow, preseason anyway. We'll knock the rust off. I'll get up to speed, and I'm excited about everything that's ahead.
Yeah, man. Congrats, Grant. It's going to be a lot of fun, man, and hopefully the right season. I mean, talk about a great year to come on board, and hopefully some good things are happening.
Yeah, no, looking forward to that. There's a lot of optimism around the club. There are a lot of good reasons for there to be optimism around the Falcons, so I'm going to get up to speed and hopefully enjoy this ride. And maybe, I don't know, I don't want to get too far ahead, put the cart ahead in front of the horse, but maybe one day we'll be having one of these calls. We'll be talking about the Falcons. I don't know.
Hey, hey, hey. Hey, by the way, before we cut you loose, one last Braves question. Today, the financials came out for Braves Holdings, of which I am a shareholder, by the way. But I can't understand these statements. But luckily, there's a guy that broke it down. Broadcasting revenue jumped up 14%. Part of that was the streaming. The mixed use, meaning the battery, was up $25 million, nearly 50%. The Braves Holdings up 10% from last year. I know they break it down to all sorts of legal mumbo jumbo, but basically they're up. The pre-tax cash flow is up 44%. So the $64 million question, can we put that into the club this year?
One would hope so. I mean, there's a big case to be made for that. Ultimately, as you know, and I know, like, those decisions are made by people well beyond and above my pay grade and even my understanding of what I was reading in that. But I'm like you. I look at those numbers and I say, okay, you want to keep this kind of thing going? Obviously, you want the best club that you can have on the field. And I know that's something Alex Anthopoulos clearly wants, is to have the best club he can put on the field. Giving him a little bit of extra spending power over the course of the offseason seems like something I'd be looking into. But we'll see. I mean, this was through June 30th, this report. Right. What will the next couple of quarters look like year over year? Because I think that we're going to be in for a bit of a course correction. I mean, it's back to school, and we're not as big a crowds, obviously, for this Milwaukee series. But what will this look like moving forward? Because the Braves are in a very unfamiliar territory. I wrote about this for the Marietta Daily Journal yesterday. You know, the Braves are not used to being on track for 90 losses this late in the season. It hasn't happened very many times.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Times in the last 35 years, and obviously nobody expected it this year. So they want to make this a speed bump on their way back to relevancy and contention next year. They have a lot of things to do, and spending a little money could go a long way towards supplementing this club and getting it back to where they expect to be.
All right, Grant, good stuff, man. We'll see what happens in this series, and we'll turn the page. Appreciate you, and congratulations again.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it so much. Talk to you soon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.